in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, what's fascinating is as we get toward the last days, where the rapture is going to happen or the catching out, as we get into this spot, it's going to be harder and harder. It's going to be harder and harder to hang on to your faith. Friends are going to make you want to compromise your faith. And you're going to want to be friends and, you know, it's going to be that generality Christianity. Are you a Christian? Oh, yeah. God is love. And that kind of thing. And we won't be able to talk specifics. Well, what about this doctrine? Or what about that doctrine? And it's going to be just general conversation about Christianity. And not really about what matters. You all know that there is a judgment coming for both the lost and the saved. I want you to go, hold on to here because we're going to turn right back. But I want you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I've had some interesting conversations And the conversations are like some people have that philosophy of confessing sins and brought that up last night and been in my mind all night long. And it's very fascinating to me how we want to be like other people are instead of standing on the truth. You say, well, I won't be persuaded. You know what Paul says in Galatians? A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And you say, well, it isn't all that big of a deal, but one little big deal and one little no big deal and one little no big deal ends up being a big deal. And you are going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ not for your works. You're going to stand there for your work. And people are confused about that. You're not going to stand there for your works. You're going to stand there for the work. Look at this. Verse 10. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereupon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work. Boy, that's... See, if you add the S, it would be you having to be good as a Christian. If it was an S, you'd have to go in and behave yourself in some fashion. But there is a work you're called to do that is very important. And the work centers around one thing. That gospel of that cross. That's what it is. It is not about necessarily your behavior. Can your behavior fix the behavior? Can your behavior, listen to me, affect the work?
Yes,
it can. But that would be the only aspect that would be of interest to the Lord. See, when Jesus Christ went to that cross, He died for your sins. Now, that sounds pretty simple, But if he ever brings that sin up to you again, he's a crook. Because he said he paid it all. It is gone. So sin will never, ever, 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 no way, no how, no, will ever be a problem. Say, well, I feel better when I confess my sins after. Why would you do that? He already knows how you feel.
Confess something he's already forgotten.
Absolutely. And so what they do is they keep bringing up sin as the issue. Independent Baptists are notorious for that. It's about the burden of sin. It's about the heavy burden of sin. Why, you got to clean it up, get it right, straighten it out. Why are you peeking around the corner like that? We're all in here. What, do you think the rapture happened and you were left behind?
Almost.
Well, don't feel that way. I'm glad you're sitting on the front row. Tony and you and Christy, that's it. I couldn't get anyone else to move up. Look at all those scared people in the back.
The only reason I'm up here is because I get in trouble and somebody's got to keep an eye on me and I have to just...
That's good. You let me keep an eye on you. Yeah. Y'all may not have heard Christy, but she said when she converted from a Baptist, she went all the way from the back seat to the front.
Amen.
You know, if you're still hanging on to some of that Baptist stuff, you'll be sitting on the back row. Trust me, that's part of the deal. Get there early so you can get a good seat here. If you want a good seat here early, you better come and get up in the front row.
That's not true.
Huh?
He came late. He got the front row.
Well, he's got his reserved. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. And then, you know, she says, I never talk to her in church, but she texts the dog out of me. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's... Notice it didn't say works. Because works would be the emphasis on you. What we're trying to do is keep that which he's already made. The work, the job, the function, the vocation is not to be a good person, although I love for you to be a good person. That's not the goal. The goal is to keep the unity of the Spirit. That's the goal, is to keep the truth intact. And you can do that as a believer by studying. You can do that as a preacher by preaching. You can do that by a wife by loving. And a husband by washing. And on and on. I mean, it can be done. But look in Ephesians chapter 4. The work... Everything has been done for you. Dave Zimmerman writes, you should have seen all the snot that flew out when you sneezed. Let's not get the details. I did the best I could. I don't have a hanky. Send me a hanky. And not one to pray over. Ephesians chapter 4, y'all there? Verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the what? That's the work. Trying to keep it all right so people will get it. Why? Go back to 1 Timothy. There's a falling away from this. There's a falling away from the faith. Giving heed to seducing spirits. They're going to start to get you to focus on sin. Sin isn't the issue. Christ died for your sins. Sin has been gone as long as the cross has been there. It's gone. You say, well, I feel better when I confess them. Then you're an idiot. Huh?
Would you say lost?
Jamar says lost. I would say too. Why would you do that? If you really understand the cross, why would you confess sins? As if that work makes you closer to God. How much closer than you can be than you're complete in Him? How much closer than can you walk with God than have His own righteousness imputed on you? Hello? Be the heir of the... Oh, I've got to confess my sins to get closer.
It's not as if you can roll your sins to confess it.
Well, you know the thing about sin is... people think sin is cussing. Now, it is true you're not to take the Lord's name in vain, but it didn't say anything about saying, damn. Do you know that for a fact? It doesn't. You know, it's amazing how we think words are also evil words. You know what? I'm not shocked at anything anymore. You know what I mean? You can use any kind of language around me. It ain't going to shock me. I know what you are. You're not any good. You know what's amazing to me is the people who look at the cussers and they go, you cussed. We call that self-righteousness. Amen? Don't want to equate that too high, do we? We might be guilty of that. I can't believe that person smokes. Huh. That evil person. Have you looked in the mirror what you're doing? You're putting down someone for smoking and you're so self-righteous that God can't even reach you. That's weird, isn't it?
Saw you coming out of that R-rated movie.
Yeah. Oh, that person came out of that R-rated movie.
You just came out, you missed it.
Listen, none of that matters. Say, we ought not to cuss. Okay, I'm for that. Don't cuss.
Don't hit your head, your thumb with a hammer. Cousin.
No, oh, I know the people that hit their that are so spiritual that they hit their thumb with a hammer and they go, oh, praise him, bless. You know, I mean, they think they're something. It's like crazy. It's like, I'm going to sing praises unto the Lord because my thumb hurts like shit. I didn't mean to say that, actually. You know what I'm saying? Cussing isn't the problem. Sin is the problem. And so what does religion try to do? They try to get us focused on those things. Well, how about keeping the Sabbath day and keeping it holy? I know people that don't show up on Sunday. And they put down people for smoking. Oh, well, I was feeling a little weak. Hey, I've been up here when I couldn't even breathe. I've been behind this pulpit when I had 103 temperature. I've been behind this pulpit preaching the gospel of the grace of God when I felt like puking. Oh, I'm a little tired from yesterday. I understand. But you know, if you're going to judge somebody, you've got to judge them by the same thing, and the deal is the law. You've got to put them under the law. And you know what happens when you put everybody under that law? You're under it too, which means... that isn't the work. The work isn't trying to keep the law. Man, that's been proved that nobody could do that. Why is your ego so great that you think you've got to keep it? Listen, I want to be next to people who are splendid pagans and are nice people. But listen, boys and girls, listen to me carefully. That isn't the work. I want you to be moral. I want you to grow up with a statue of honesty and godliness. And you know what? Even with all that I can push toward you and try to help you make it, you're not going to be any good. Everything I could give you. How many in here are debt free? Totally debt free. Raise your hand. You know what the rest of y'all are in? You're in a sin called covetousness. You're living above your means. That's why you're in debt. See, we don't want to talk about the sin of covetousness because everybody's in that sin. And I don't hear anybody going, Lord, forgive me for my filthy covetousness. Let me tear and rip up my credit cards. No, it's like, hey, can we go out to eat? I don't have any cash, but I have credit. And you're living above your means. That's a sin. That's a sin. Banks promote it. Come get you a loan. You know what these payday loans and these car title deals? They are. But you know what's fascinating? You know what a broke person needs none of? Debt. The worst thing you can do is drive it deeper. You know, that's what our country is doing. Don't you get it? You can't live off a credit card. Eventually, it's going to bite you. The government has got to quit spending. You do too. We live in a covetous nation. But people don't think about that sin to confess. You know what their sins are, they're confessing are adultery or maybe, you know, doing someone wrong. And what's amazing to me is the work gets covered up with trying to control the flesh. Totally misfocuses you. Divert your attention. In the last days, what did it say? Giving heed to and doctrines of. Hey, you don't have to keep the whole law. Just do the best you can. And that's the focus. And I guarantee you that's the focus of 99.9% of the churches in Montgomery. It's about you controlling your flesh. I'd like you to control your flesh. But if you think that's the work, then you've lost the scriptures. That's not the work. The work is that of Ephesians chapter 4, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Now, I told you to go to where? I did? 1 Timothy 4. Looked a little far. I was in Corinthians. Yes. Verse 1 again. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly in the latter times. And by the way, I do not believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you individually. You got it? But I believe the Word of God does speak to you.
Amen.
And it's clearly saying that the Spirit speaketh expressly, quote, this is what it would say, that in the latter time some shall depart from the what?
Faith.
Faith. Well, what is the faith?
Faith
in Christ. Thank you, Jamar. Jamar's been here like, you know, 8 weeks and 8 months, and he's like got all the answers. That's right. I'm going to repeat it. Thank you. He mentions it's the faith of Christ. They're departing from that. What are they starting to rely on? Self. My faith. My confession. My being a great Christian. Hey, you don't have to do anything. You all understand? It's all done. What we're doing collectively here, why it takes so much energy, and that's what I want to get back around. The effort of this team right here, and the internet, the CDs, the television broadcast, is for one reason, and we ought to get a bumper sticker. We're here for the work. That's what we're all here for, the work. So that somebody might hear the gospel of the grace of God and get saved. That's it.
That would be our next t-shirt.
Huh?
That would be our next t-shirt.
The work. See, people believe it's the works that does it. Listen, you know what? If you quit smoking, you're not going to win anybody to the Lord. If you quit cussing, you're not going to win anybody to the Lord. But if you will open your mouth to preach the gospel, somebody might get saved. If you start to set yourself up like you're really something, guess what you're going to ultimately end up doing? You're going to fall. You know why? It's impossible to sustain a fake image. It's best to tell people exactly what you are right up from the get-go. See, that's the hardest part about Christianity is you got to go to people and say, look, you know, I'm not any good. People don't want to say that. I mean, you watch TBN, it's all about how great their ministries are and how great this is and oh, all that. Well, you know what, guys? There isn't anything great about us.
Amen.
Individually, you can take any individual in this room and you couldn't come up with anything worth the gunpowder blowing in the hell.
Amen.
But collectively, as we preach the gospel, the work is performed. Am I making sense? I feel like I'm falling off the chair here. You know, I want you to get this. No amount of your confession, no amount of yours, quit smoking, drinking, playing cards, boozing it up, none of those things. Affect the work unless you let it affect the work. How many in here has ever cussed? I mean, honestly. I mean, you nobody was around. You kind of just let it rip.
Amen.
You know, I mean, it's kind of strange. I'd like to control that sometimes. And sometimes it just doesn't get controlled.
Does it count
in traffic jams? Oh,
traffic jams are exempt cuss zones. Trust me on that one. Y'all understand? We're all guilty. We can act like we're not guilty, but then that person's going to say, well, do I have to quit cussing to be saved? And the answer is no, you don't have to quit cussing. All you have to do is trust Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Go back to 1 Timothy 4. So, 1 Timothy 4, 1. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Well, you got to think of how the devil first started working on this whole stuff. Go back to Genesis for a minute. The one clear thing I got out of this Bible that I know for a fact is the ones that are confusing people are the ones that are preaching morality. Because then you got that moral slide. You know, the one I draw up here all the time. I'm getting better because I remember to leave my mark here. And you got the handle. And so everybody has a slide in which they think, whoop, you know, and they just pull it down to wherever they... And different churches have it at different levels. But you got to be careful not to push the thing up too high, because you yourself aren't going to even make it. You're going to get caught in your own self-righteousness eventually. And the work will be hindered, because you're going to make people think they have to live what you think they ought to live. Now, there's some things in the Bible that it tells you clearly to do, that the bishop shall not be given to much wine. You understand? And those kind of things, and not given to filthy lucre. As I said, it didn't say anything about not being rich. It's just being not given to it. And it didn't say not having a glass of wine. It said not given too much wine. But the whole issue is what Satan has done has got the focus on us instead of the work. And he's distracted a lot of people. Look, if you will, in Genesis chapter 2. Verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Now I'm going to just stop there for a minute. Satan has always used the Word of God to blind people's eyes. So in Genesis chapter 3, look what he says. Verse 1, last part. Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Genesis 2:16. Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Huh? You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Sounds pretty close, doesn't it?
But.
Huh?
He missed the but.
Well, but isn't that what religion does? They read one verse and they don't read the context. And then the people go back and they don't study it. And so they hear that one verse and they're just like Eve. They're just like Eve. They're confused. But that's not what God said. Notice the colon. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely what? See, God set it up so that... this stuff is like pretty common. Go to 2 Corinthians. See, Satan is using the book. And he's getting people to do things that take away from the finished work of Calvary.
Getting more books to do it.
Amen. Verse 1. 2 Corinthians 4. Verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. What did Satan leave off? But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. Left that out. You see, guys, listen, I went to church all my life and I heard verses after verses after verses. They were in the wrong context and they were in the wrong focus, and they didn't deal with the ministry of Paul, and they didn't deal with the reconciliation and the finished work of Calvary. They put the burden on me. I believed growing up that God was going to put my good on one side and my bad on the other and weigh it out. I was part of the falling away of the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of
devils.
What do devils do? They use the Word of God, but they don't tell you the whole truth of it. Am I doing okay, brother? Because you told me that I had to really preach a good one today. I mean, that is what the devil is doing, guys. The devil isn't in some... I got to tell you. Now, catching those Chrysler employees smoking pot shocked me, didn't it, you? Did it shock you, Wade? Are you kidding me?
It shocked me. I had a Dodge once.
That's like a candy stick compared to what I worked in.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Guys on their lunch hour drinking a beer. How many politicians that are, oh, look at that. We've given them money and on their... Another scotch and water, please. But you see how we judge people? It's okay because I wear the white shirt and the tie. If you'd have worn a white shirt and a tie, we'd have believed you better. I was shocked that they were drinking and smoking. I was like, wow, you think they do that? It's unbelievable. This is really unbelievable. I grew up in the 70s. I know you thought it was earlier than that.
Amen, brother.
I didn't know a single person in my high school that hadn't drank or smoked pot. That's a fact. I can tell when a kid is high and when he's low and when he's gold.
What about the teachers?
I smoked pot with five of my high school teachers. That's a fact. Of course, none of them were as cute as the ones that they have nowadays. Well, I was in Pensacola, Escambia High. I'm telling you, I didn't know a single person. There were probably 10 of them. They were all on the cheerleading team or something. I didn't know a single person, listen to me, that didn't drink or smoke pot. We would throw parties in high school. I'm not kidding you. There would be 300, 400 people there with 5 or 6 kegs. All the pot you could smoke. I'm thinking, if I was a DEA agent, I could flat out bust them all. I mean, if you're having problems finding them, come to me. I could probably take you right where they're at. Nothing has changed. And do you realize all the kids that I grew up with, some of them still smoke pot? I was up north. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. This is a fact. This lady's a preacher. I don't know what she's preaching for, but anyway, all her kids smoke pot. And they're my age. And the cameraman acts like, we caught him. You've got to be kidding me. Like that was a shock.
Country in denial.
It is a country in denial. And listen, and these are done by politicians drinking their whiskey and their scotch and their 25-year scotch, you know, single malt and double malt or whatever else it is. And they're putting down these other people. Listen, you know what the problem is in this country? They forgot Him. They don't know Jesus Christ. They talk about Him, but they don't know Him. They don't know my Lord and Savior. You know what? It wouldn't resolve all the issues, but you know what? I don't want to go out and smoke pot. I want to go out and preach. I got a different desire in my life. My life isn't any better. I'm still as rotten as I ever been. But you know what? I want to preach the gospel. And I'm willing to lose friends over it. Where did I tell you? 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we what? Man, it gets tough sometimes, boys and girls. But we now watch, but have renounced the hidden things of what?
Dishonesty.
Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. Have I ever told you that I was good?
No, sir.
Have I ever told you that I'm so much better now than before?
No,
I'm rotten. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are what?
Lost.
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lest what happens? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should what? Shine onto them. Folks, listen, the only thing that works in this world, the only thing that will actually do anything, the power of God is the preaching of the cross. It isn't about you. It isn't about your lifestyle. It's about the finished work of my Savior. What is it about religion that they want to get the mirror on themselves and look at how great they are? When the only thing great about Barry Hampton is one day he saw himself filthy enough to cry out for the Lord to save him. In whom the God is this world? Lest the what? The light of the glorious gospel of Christ. That's the work. You know what, guys? Listen to me. I don't know you all. I really don't know what's playing in your mind. But what have you trusted for your salvation? At 13, I changed my life. I walked the aisle. I joined the church. You know the problem was? Here's a hint. Lean over here. I was lost. See, the great falling away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, is the doctrine of focusing on you. Life centers around you. I mean, we're all a little bit narcissistic. Amen? We're all a little bit. I like to stand in front of the mirror every now and then and just go. You know what I mean? You ever do that? You ever got it going on? I can see Anna Grace, you know. She looks so cute. She probably spends 20 minutes in the mirror thinking she's beautiful. And you know what? She is. But that isn't what's beautiful about Anna Grace. You know what's beautiful about Anna Grace is she, a few months back, chunked it all and trusted the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Now we're in the work. So what is it you got to do? You got to do everything you can to get people here so they can hear the gospel.
Amen.
You know what the work is? The work is making sure there's people on the cameras to make sure that this message goes out. The work on the is cleaning up the parking lot so when someone comes, they'll go, "Hey, bums don't live here." Amen? It isn't any fun. You know why we're doing the pancake breath? So that maybe we can get someone to stop in and they'll hear the gospel and they'll trust the Lord. You want to take me somewhere and introduce me to some friends? I'll go. I want to talk to people about Jesus. I'm not shy. But boys and girls, the work isn't you. The work isn't Barry. The work is the glorious gospel of Christ. And it's the only thing, listen to me, that can take the scales off of a blind person and make them see. It. Say, well, I'm going to live my life in such a way. You're going to live your life. You know what you're going to end up? You're going to end up denying the Lord. Look in Titus. I love this book, don't you? I mean, I don't understand it all. Whew. But I love it. This is what happens. Notice the plurification of the word work. Titus chapter 1, y'all there? Verse 16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him. Isn't that fascinating? Does that fascinate you? That fascinates me. What's denying the Lord? Works. Anything that puts the emphasis on you. In fact, this is how you divide it, boys and girls. These people are involved in the work. These people are concerned about works. I confess my sin. Notice how that did that? I walked the aisle. I got baptized. Those are works that deny the Lord. You got it? This is over here. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. You see the difference? That's the work. Works over here. I quit smoking. Well, good on you. I understand secondhand smoke's worse. Just smoke firsthand. I gave up cocaine for Jesus. Really. He went to the cross and got bloodied for you. I'm not going to cuss anymore, darn it. Heck, them people that cuss drive me crazy. You know what I mean? I think we're going to start a new cuss word. Ula. And when you get mad, you just yell Ula. And we'll all know you're cussing, but no one else will. And you'll be okay, okay? So when you get hurt, you go, Ula! Ula! Like that. And people will think, praise the Lord. You know? Get with Christy afterwards. She's an English major. I
cleaned up my life.
I cleaned up my life. You know what is? The fact is He took care of it all for me. See, the testimony of the work is different than works. And people who do the works are denying Him the glory. You know what He wants? He wants the glory for you to say, you know what? Jesus did it all for me. Ain't nothing about me. I'm probably the worst example of humanity that you can possibly have. But I'm the greatest example of God's grace. You got it? I'm probably the worst example of humanity. But I'm the greatest example of God's grace. And that's what Paul was trying to teach you in Romans through Philemon. You know what? If you want to be saved here, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You know what? You're not any good. There's nothing good about you. You know, if you want to be saved, you can trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior right now, right here, and be saved. Amen. It is really that simple. You cling on to all that I did. And you're going to end up busting hell wide open. But in their works they denied Him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work. Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that fascinating? So you know what you need to do? You need to get out there and start preaching the gospel and talking to people about the thing that can change their lives. And quit worrying about you. You're not the issue. All right, let's take a 7-minute break.